Now come on, it's about time I made an appearance in your blog. I am a city law firm partner and a trustee of numerous charities. Surely I qualify now. So started the conversation with one of our individual clients recently. But you know we never refer to our clients by name or firm as a matter of confidentiality and of principle, said I. Nonsense, he said. Do you know how many consultants put my firm on their list of clients with pride? Beats me why they do. We use so many it means nothing, and frankly, whoever remembers the impact they make, if indeed they do. Mention me and my firm, I insist. So we have come to a negotiated agreement. I pepper my blog with him and his exploits, and he has a pseudonym. Jolly good, said he. Last time I had a pseudonym was when my first wife in the divorce proceedings described me in a way the judge felt most inappropriate, and as she wouldn't stop doing so, he said a pseudonym might be preferable. Now those of you working in city law firms will know that partners never say nonsense or jolly good, but rather use words which are far, shall we say, spicier. However, this is a blog, open to all to read and listen to, so sensitivities preclude me from reporting the exact language used. So, dear reader, or listener, now that I've got to grips with the podcasting software, may I announce the presence of Annoying Norman? I know I am annoying, and Norman is the name of my daughter's guinea pig, he said. NN for short. Now, NN is indeed a partner in a city law firm based in London, but he travels much of the time. He heads a team of about 45, and were I ever to sell firm beliefs, or listed on the stock exchange, or something equally dramatic, I would want him on my side. He appears regularly in Chambers and the Legal 500, and speaks with great authority at legal conferences. His team adores him, he speaks up for them when clients attack them, whilst of course dealing with the failing team member, and he spends a great deal of time working quietly behind the scenes with his charities. So why, may you ask, is he a firm beliefs client? Well, and here we have it. Annoying Norman's ire is raised regularly by the management. He cannot abide the professional managers in his firm. Trouble is, his firm is an LLP, and, as he sees it, all rights and responsibilities have been taken away from me and loaded onto them, so they'd bloody well better deliver. So our role is to introduce him to management jargon, and explain it in terms of legal principles he's comfortable with. And we also occasionally sit on meetings with him and the professional managers supporting his team, so as to explain to them why he and other lawyers think as they do, and vice versa. So a kind of translation until you learn more about each other's ways service, I guess. I should at this stage say that Annoying Norman is in his late 40s, he's no Luddite, and he understands business. He can analyse his clients' marketplaces and strategic shifts with ease. He can find the holes in management accounts and investor documents. He gets on famously with the professional managers of the charities for which he is a trustee. But put him in a law firm office and introduce a professional manager into the mix, and his pressure rises, and all hell breaks loose. Some of my favourite comments that he's made. If IT did their job properly, we wouldn't need a helpline. If that bloody HR guy comes into my office once more when I'm trying to draft something, I'll throw something. Yes, I know I've had 7 emails from him, but really, do I care if HR now requires me to receive an inquiry number when I'm making the inquiry about why they can't find me a good 5-year PQE? Finance? I just want to know the cost of this relocation, new office, new country project in today's terms and how long it will be before it begins to pay its way. Why do I need reams of figures for that? Marketing? PR? Business development? I expect them to tell me about my client sectors, not the other way round. What do we pay them for? So you get my drift. So here we are, Annoying Norman's first entry in my blog. We aim to please our clients, so I hope he is. Now let me tell you about the conversation I had with him yesterday about sustainability. Although perhaps I'll leave that for another occasion.